With your coronavirus update for Tuesday, July 20th, I'm Jim Watkins. The information here provided by Johns Hopkins University with additional information from Our World in Data as well as the CDC. First, we'll look at comparative cases versus deaths here at home in the U.S., week-to-week trends, following up with the latest news with impact and global numbers. First up, the national numbers from week-to-week. New cases in the United States are up 49%. From 22,500 on January 13th to 33,690 as of midnight this morning, July 20th. From our peak in January, we are still 86% lower in the number of daily cases being reported. Deaths from week to week are up slightly by 2% at 248 COVID-related deaths compared to 7 days ago. That's across the country. As a footnote, there have been 30 million closed cases of COVID since record-keeping began in the United States, with a 98% recovery rate. 27 states reported one or more COVID-related deaths on Monday. Texas led with 21 deaths being reported. As for trends in the Golden State of California, which is now instituting mask mandates in Los Angeles, as well as 10 other counties, let's look at the new case snapshot and what is driving concerns. New cases have increased by 65% in California. 4,100 people reported positive Monday for COVID. That's up from last week when 2,400 cases reported positive. At its peak in January, 42,000 cases were being reported per day. Where are the new cases erupting? Half of all new cases are occurring in Los Angeles and Orange County, with significant cases also occurring in Sacramento. Health officials attribute the Indian or Delta variant, which is more contagious according to the CDC, is infiltrating younger people and those visiting from other countries during peak vacation season. 44 million Californians, however, have been vaccinated. Across the United States, 49% of the population has received one vaccine or more, which represents now 183 million Americans, according to the CDC. Worldwide, just over 1 billion people have been vaccinated, and in looking at 7-day trends, there is clearly a wave trending upward in the number of new cases by 15% since 1 week ago. Average deaths per day compared to June 12th, 1 week ago, is flat at 7,800 per day. That's around the world from COVID-related illness. And as reported last week, Indonesia continues to be the world's hotspot, reporting over 1,300 deaths per day. Russia also being hard hit, ranking second now in the world, reporting 719 deaths on Monday. And in Brazil, an ray of hope, they saw a 5% decline in deaths from the previous week. Deaths are down 40% in Brazil from 1 month ago. Also yesterday, USA ranked 12th in the number of COVID deaths. Turning our attention to the UK, they are seeing a huge spike in new cases, up 42% from the week previous to over 45,000 new cases. Deaths in the UK are down to a bare minimum. On average, 42 people die from COVID-related illness as of Tuesday. 1 week ago, that number was 29. Still, that shows a 44% increase. At its peak in January, for context, the UK was reporting over 1,200 deaths per day. And now, with news with impact, our top stories you need to know. The U.S. government issued its most dire warning against travel to Britain on Monday as coronavirus cases and surges in that country. While nearly all COVID-19 restrictions were lifted in Britain in an effort to restart the economy, both the U.S. Department and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced level 4 travel alerts and urged all Americans to avoid visiting the UK. In its advisory, the State Department delivered an even stronger warning, quote, do not travel to the United Kingdom due to COVID-19. Pfizer announced on Friday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted priority review to its COVID-19 vaccine, positioning the vaccine for full approval by January. The Pfizer vaccine has been administered to more Americans than any other shot so far in the U.S. vaccination campaign, according to the CDC. Pfizer and Moderna have begun their applications for full approval from the FDA, Johnson & Johnson has not yet filed. And starting August 9th, Canada will reopen to fully vaccinated Americans for non-essential travel after more than a year of being closed. A month later, September 7th, fully vaccinated people from any country will be able to travel to Canada for non-essential travel. Continue to stay updated with facts on our website at candidlyspeaking.net. Just look for the COVID drop-down menu on the homepage. With your coronavirus update for July 20th, I'm Jim Wanton.